Chapter 23, Transformation of Emotion, Converting Emotional Pain to Self-Knowledge. The Guest House by Rumi. This being human is a guest house. Every morning is a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. In this chapter, we will review the fifth and final technique of our daily activity program, the transformation of emotion. Here you will learn how to transform painful emotion into self-knowledge. Introspection. Often we can successfully work through painful emotions by practicing any one or a combination of the other techniques described in this work. Most of the time, we go to the horizontal axis to manage painful emotion. Here, we tell our story to those we trust. We engage in constructive, meaningful activities. We go to church, synagogue, or mosque for traditional worship. If these options do not suffice, we can turn to vertical axis techniques such as affirmations, habit transformation, progressive muscle relaxation, breath work, contemplation, meditation, prayer, mindfulness, practicing the presence of God, service, and yoga. Sometimes, however, even these methods do not liberate us from the grip of painful feelings. In such instances, it may be necessary to stop all of these practices, stay alone, be with the pain, and let it teach. This involves introspection or self-analysis. Introspection allows us to see our strengths and virtues, flaws and limitations, and the needs and desires that motivate our actions. Material for review include attitude, thoughts, emotion, behavior, habits, conflicts, character flaws, relationships, and our ability to love, serve, give, and be useful. Introspection is necessary for deep healing. There are times when we have to examine our pain and extract the necessary lessons in order to go forward. If we choose any other option, the pain lingers. To succeed in introspection, we must learn to successfully navigate our way through painful emotions. Painful emotion is a teacher bearing the gift of self-knowledge. Self-knowledge is information gained when we explore our emotions. Most of us experience emotional pain in response to ordinary daily events. These feelings carry meaningful information about our story. Emotions are natural, normal, healthy, and intelligent. Within the painful emotion are problems and solutions begging for recognition, work, synthesis, and resolution. When we extract this important information from within our emotions, suffering is contained, reduced, or eliminated. It is only when emotional pain is not processed that it causes us additional difficulties. Anger, depression, fear, guilt, and other painful emotions are powerful energy forces that need to be managed wisely, or they can overwhelm our defenses, cause us to lose control, and in the worst-case scenario, endanger others and ourselves. Yet most of us have had no training in emotional pain management. Repressed emotions are stored in the subconscious and body. Because we don't know what to do with painful emotions, we instinctively try to keep them from conscious awareness by denying their existence, drowning them in substance abuse or pushing them into the subconscious and the body, where they are stored in latent form. When we resist experiencing pain, the energy of the unprocessed feelings remains in the subconscious and the body. The subconscious and body become carriers of suppressed, unresolved emotions and the unprocessed lessons embedded within them. While in storage, these emotions can have negative impact on our physical, mental, and spiritual health. We develop negative attitudes, distorted thinking, and behave in destructive ways. For example, unprocessed anger leads to judgment, criticism, blaming, and fighting with others. Instead of processing the anger into self-knowledge, we pass it along to others, making their lives more difficult. Setups. We attract events, circumstances, and people who elicit the painful feelings and problems hidden in the subconscious and body. These are setups. A setup is any circumstance that brings forth painful emotions. Setups come to reveal the issues requiring some work. The painful emotion, the carrier, tells us where we need to do the work. If we do not do the work, the problem remains. When we miss the opportunity to get the necessary lessons, we continue to attract people and circumstances that bring out these suppressed feelings. We continue to attract similar circumstances until we learn the necessary lessons. For example, if we are codependent, we continue to attract codependent partners until independence is learned. We may remain stuck in a codependent relationship or find new people and repeat the codependent pattern until we sufficiently process the underlying unresolved pain related to dependency into new knowledge and strength. Self-knowledge. The alternative to these negative scenarios is to learn how to extract the messages embedded within the feelings. We can process the emotional pain into a story with knowledge and lessons. Our feelings carry problems, solutions, and strategies that contribute to understanding life. To get this knowledge, we need a fearless, objective, honest, introspective process. The ego is the greatest opponent to such a process. The ego will try to tell the story solely from its point of view. Self-justification is one of its greatest tricks. It does not admit to mistakes. Since it lacks introspection on its own problems, it remains self-righteous while treating others as scapegoats. It projects problems rather than take responsibility. The ego is selfish, insecure, defensive, controlling, and self-important. In the face of criticism, it becomes frightened and aggressive. While it may accurately discover others' faults, it is blind to its own. To combat the ego, we can turn to introspection guided by the higher self. The higher self is not afraid to look inward. It wants to find flaws and replace them with healing qualities. It is ready to look in every secret chamber of our consciousness in order to root out the barriers that prevent our full expression of love. Our true self knows we will feel better when we do this work. It is willing to suffer any pain in order to rise. The soul reviews our story, looking for the root cause of our pain. What am I to learn from this? Where am I at fault in this story? Where can I improve? How could I have behaved more skillfully? How can I use this pain to find and replace my flaws with spiritual qualities? Where did I fail to express love in thought, feeling, and action? Am I giving the best of my love, humility, understanding, and gentleness to everyone throughout the day? Do I give understanding, compassion, and forgiveness to others, but not enough to myself? Upon introspection, the ego and soul fight for control. For example, When we are mistreated, we are quickly angered and name what the other person has done wrong and what the remedy should be. We take defensive actions such as setting boundaries, deploying interpersonal communication for problem solving, and correcting injustice. This is good. Often, however, the wrongdoer is not cooperative, leaving us angry and resentful. It is easy to get stuck here. The ego tends to act like a self-righteous victim, defining the faults and weaknesses of others as the source of our discomfort. It may be right, but this only serves to prolong our suffering, since we end up bearing the pain given to us by the wrongdoer. The true self, on the other hand, assumes responsibility for any lingering pain as a stimulant for the development of spiritual qualities, even if the pain comes to us by way of injustice. The soul uses the transformative power of love to counter any remaining anger and resentment. By responding to cruelty with strength, to ignorance with understanding, and to suffering with compassion, the soul spiritualizes our story, consequently giving us the peace of mind we seek. The implications of the introspective process are profound. We stop blaming others for our problems. We abandon the victim stance. We take responsibility for our emotions. We become more concerned with our own behavior than we are with another's. Regardless of whether others are right or wrong, we use our suffering as an opportunity to cultivate strength, courage, endurance, and peace. Following is a systematic technique designed to help us extract the knowledge embedded in our emotional pain so it becomes our ally rather than our adversary. Before reviewing the technique, please read the next section regarding risk. Risk. Processing raw emotional pain into self-knowledge is not for everyone. Opening a dialogue with emotional pain can be frightening, requiring a dive into uncharted territory and facing the unknown. We must explore and even become friends with our fears. We stand alone and ride the pain waves. There is likely to be considerable resistance. We should never underestimate how frightful this may be. We should never push anybody into such a process. Some cannot and should not engage in exploring their pain in such a manner without seeking professional help. It might flood their defenses, causing alarm or panic. In such circumstances, the individual can work with the other techniques described in this work. If you feel that processing emotional pain to gain self-knowledge is too intense, please avoid it at this point and consult with a professional counselor. For those ready to review the technique, the steps are outlined below. Processing painful emotion into self-knowledge. This technique applies to any emotion. There are four steps. 1. Create a safe, healing space. 2. Ask for help from your higher power. 3. Let the story unfold. 4. Spiritualize the story. 1. Create a safe, healing space. An honest look at character flaws can be threatening, even shattering to the ego. However, the goal is not to tear the self to shreds. The purpose of introspection is to discover those aspects that need to change without causing unnecessary guilt, low self-esteem, or humiliation. Sit quietly. Use your breathing and meditation techniques to bring in as much stillness as you can. Be gentle and compassionate with yourself. Remain calm and accepting. Rather than feel bad that you have problems, feel good that you have the courage to face them and the integrity to change for the better. 2. Ask for help from your higher power. We are connected inside to an infinitely intelligent healing power whose nature is love and compassion. we can ask for and get help from the great physician, the healer within. Open yourself to the wisdom of your counselor and friend, asking for help to understand the nature of your suffering, and ask for the necessary courage and strength when you go through this process. 3, let the story unfold. There is a pressure inside of each emotion, pushing it to tell its story. Right or wrong, the feeling wants to be heard, accepted, and validated. We need to let our emotions tell their stories without judgment. Go to your serene and spacious witness. In a relaxed, receptive state with your defenses down, observe your feelings. Feelings such as depression, anxiety, fear, anger, guilt, shame, jealousy, and abandonment may surface. Identify and label these feelings. Understand that feelings often overlap and merge. It is possible to feel angry and sad or other combinations all at once. With practice and patience, you will be able to identify overlapping feelings. Relax and breathe. Feel each emotion fully. Let the feeling come through without resistance. Do not fight. Take full responsibility for the emotion. It is there for a reason. It is intelligent, pointing you in the direction of the work that you need to do. When you experience the feeling and take responsibility for it, it releases the intelligent information it carries. In a context of compassion, gentleness, and understanding, let the emotion tell its story. In the story, we can find our strengths and faults. We can define the spiritual qualities we already have. But we should not stop there. We can build on our strengths only if we define and work on our remaining problems and issues. Introspection allows us to see the recesses of our mind that otherwise remain hidden. Without fear, go to the deepest, darkest places in your consciousness, to those recesses needing exposure and work. Take out your inner mirror and turn on the light of introspection, and now ask the pain, why are you here? What am I to learn from you? Show me why I repeat the same mistakes. What flaws do I have that contribute to my current problems? Show me anything and everything that I need to learn to become a better person. Direct me to the work I need to do in the external world and within myself. If we stay with our feelings long enough, we can determine the significance of our suffering. Our pain takes us to the root cause of our troubles. This is good news. Once we discover our flaws and attachments, we're en route to deep healing. But first, we must learn to spiritualize our story. Step 4, spiritualize the story. You can see how important it is to find your problems, for if you do not find them, you cannot improve. However, it is equally important to avoid reliving your problems. In this step, we replace our flaws with healing qualities. Guided by spiritual qualities, the story unfolds in the direction of love. Never identify with your weakness. Dwelling on flaws actually makes them stronger. Our flaws and problems are reinforced through repetition of thought. The self becomes confused, identifying with negativity, thinking this is its nature. Always remember, you are not your flaws. You are not your problems. This is very important. In order to avoid obsessing on errors or flaws and thinking that this is who you are, discover the problem and construct its opposite positive healing quality. Focus on that quality. When you discover a negative quality in your nature, do not concentrate on it. Instead, direct all of your attention to the cultivation of the opposite good quality. For every negative quality, there's a polar opposite positive quality. For anger, there's patience. For selfishness, love. For anxiety, peace. For resentment, forgiveness. You can do this by creating affirmations related to the healing quality you wish to cultivate. With this method, one by one, problems are contained, reduced, and dissolved, replaced by positive qualities and habits. The true self emerges as peace, strength, courage, and compassion, overwhelming all traces of negativity. We learn many valuable lessons from our emotional pain as our life story unfolds. By completing an introspective process, our emotional pain exhausts itself and disappears, leaving in its wake new knowledge and strength. When we permeate our strategies for dealing with life's problems with love and understanding, we spiritualize our story. In clearing and healing our emotions, we gain the peace of the soul. Transformation of emotion into self-knowledge, an example. Joe's wife has been complaining that he has been irritable with her and the children. He decides to see if she's right. First, he reviews the lessons in this book on affirmations, will, habits, and introspection. Then he finds some quiet time. He asks for help from his higher power. He looks inside with an attitude of honest, fearless compassion. Joe surrenders into his pain. He adopts an attitude of total acceptance to whatever story his emotions have to tell. As Joe lets the story unfold, he realizes he has indeed been impatient and angry with his family. Further exploration of his feelings leads him to realize that he has been struggling at work. His boss treats him poorly. Colleagues are more competitive than cooperative. The work itself has become boring. Joe realizes that he needs to change his job, but until he can make that change, he does not want to abuse his family. He fights off his ego's tendency to blame others and seeks to spiritualize his story. Joe knows that there are times when he has absolutely no control over the environment, but he always has choice about will, thought, and action. Joe decides to fight the battle against his anger. He consults the list of healing qualities. He finds a number of qualities that he can use to antidote his irritability. These include peace, patience, kindness, tenderness, gentleness, sweetness, understanding, compassion, forgiveness, tolerance, acceptance, openness, and surrender. He writes affirmations on some note cards. I am patient, kind, and understanding under all conditions. Sweetness of speech is the rule of the day. I accept the things I cannot change. Patience, kindness, understanding, and sweetness of speech are the watchwords he uses for every action. He practices these qualities in all of his actions throughout the day. Joe finds it difficult to respond with spiritual qualities when the demands are great at work and at home. Nevertheless, with perseverance, he sees slow but definite results. His family is happier. Joe gradually becomes more patient as he looks for a new job. In allowing his emotions to tell their story, Joe discovered his issues and problems. Then he infused the story with healing qualities, realizing another degree of his true self. Points to remember. How we manage painful emotions can make the difference between success and failure, health and disease, poverty or prosperity, love and despair. Painful emotions are a part of the normal, natural, intelligent healing process. When we learn how to process emotion into self-knowledge, we gain strength and peace. We can process feelings daily or as they arise. If we wait too long, they add up and may become too hot to handle, forcing us to express them destructively. Emotions are a rich source of information. If we are able to experience sadness or anger without excessive use of alcohol, drugs, food, gambling, sex, or violence, we may discover why we are experiencing these feelings. Emotions tell a story with lessons having to do with the cultivation of spiritual qualities. When we finish the story, it will not keep coming up. During introspection, the ego tells the story from its point of view. This is good. We can learn many things about ourselves by listening to the ego and seeing how it works. However, the ego tends to be self-righteous. It blames others, making itself into a victim. The soul, on the other hand, looks to replace our imperfections with spiritual power. It spiritualizes the story by bringing out our soul qualities. Emotions come in waves. Learn how to surface the waves. If you ride them, they dissipate, leaving behind a story packed with meaning, lessons, peace, and power. Letting the story unfold and spiritualizing the story may take longer for some problems than for others. For deep, long-term problems, these two steps may alternate and overlap for months, even years. True self-analysis is essential for deep healing and recovery. Be honest with yourself. To have a clear conscience is one of the greatest joys. The ego keeps us tiny by inflating the importance of its story. When we reduce and finally replace the ego with the soul, we realize the true self as a composite of the great healing qualities, love, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, strength, courage, warmth, and more. Exercises. 1. What is introspection? 2. What is self-knowledge? 3. Overwhelming emotions reduce our intellect, imagination, and choices. We become destructive. Describe the technique for transforming emotion into self-knowledge. How can you use this technique? 4. Can you think of some occasions where your emotional discomfort carried the lessons you needed to learn? How did you extract that knowledge from the pain? 5. How can you spiritualize your story? You have completed your study of 12 methods proven over the ages to be effective tools for cultivating healing qualities. In the next section, we will discuss how healing qualities help us manage pain and problems. From the 100 qualities listed in the spiritual alphabet, 10 are chosen for detailed discussion, study, and work.